Now, we come to the 26th chapter, and when we do, we see David again spares Saul in the wilderness of Ziph. And we'll notice here the contrast between Saul and David. Saul knows now that David is God's choice, but in spite of all that, he seeks to slay him. And David recognized that Saul is still the anointed king, and he spares him. And God must deal with Saul, and he's going to, and he will. We're going to see that. Now, we'll notice this as we move on. I begin reading now in chapter 26. And the Ziphites came unto Saul to Gibeah, saying, Doth not David hide himself in the hill of Hakalah, which is before Jeshimon? Then Saul rose and went down to the wilderness of Ziph, having 3,000 chosen men of Israel with him, to seek David in the wilderness of Ziph. Now here goes Saul on another campaign, another crusade to try to destroy David. Now we find that what happens is this. David was in the wilderness, and he saw that Saul came after him into the wilderness. Now, David knew that wilderness, and Saul did not. David knew his way around, and it's well to note that from here on, David is a great military man. He knew the terrain of that land that made him an expert general. And he also had loyal men with him that were willing to die for him and with him. And that made a great deal of difference. Saul did not know the terrain. And added to that, his followers were not as loyal as they could be. And he certainly suspected them. Now we are told that, verse 4, David therefore sent out spies and understood that Saul was come in very deed. David couldn't believe that Saul would make such a military blunder as that. So he sent spies out, and they came back, these scouts, and reported that Saul actually was in the wilderness there. Now we are told, and David arose and came to the place where Saul had pitched. And David beheld the place where Saul lay. And Abner, the son of Ner, the captain of his host, and Saul lay in the trench, and the people pitched round about him. Now, David is in a position to observe all of this. He was able to hide in that wilderness. Now, David arose and came to the place where Saul had pitched, and he beheld the place where Saul lay. And Abner, the son of Ner, the captain of his host, and Saul lay in the trench, and the people pitched round about him. Then answered David and said to Ahimelech the Hittite and to Abishai the son of Zeruiah, brother of Joab, saying, Who will go down with me to Saul to the camp? And Abishai said, I'll go down with thee. So David and Abishai came to the people by night and beheld Saul lay sleeping within the trench, and his spear stuck in the ground at his bolster. But Abner and the people lay round about him. You see, at the head of the bed, why, he just stuck his spear in the ground. And what happened? Then said Abishai to David, God hath delivered thine enemy into thine hand this day. Now therefore let me smite him, I pray thee, with the spear, even to the earth at once, and I will not smite him the second time. The thing that Abishai says, if you just let me at him, I'll just take one blow, that's all I'll need, and I'll rid you of your enemy. And David said to Abishai, Destroy him not, for who can stretch forth his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless? You see now, he refuses here to do this thing. And David again has the opportunity to slay Saul, and will not avail himself of it. David said furthermore, As the Lord liveth, and the Lord shall smite him, or his day shall come to die, or he shall descend into battle and perish. He says God will have to take care of him. Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. And David is acting upon that principle. Verse 11. The Lord forbid that I should stretch forth mine hand against the Lord's anointed. But I pray thee, take thou now the spear that is at his bolster, and the cruse of water, and let us go. So David took the spear and the cruse of water from Saul's bolster, and they gat them away. And no man saw it, nor knew it, neither awake, for they were all asleep, because a deep sleep from the Lord was fallen upon them. Well, it wasn't difficult, I would say, because I do not think the protectors of Saul were too loyal to him. I think they were glad to get a little nap here. Verse 13, then David went over to the other side and stood on the top of the hill afar off, a great space being between them. Now, David withdrew, but not to his man. He went around way over on the other side, and he got a safe distance where he could have gotten away. And David cried to the people and to Abner, the son of Ner, saying, answerest thou not, Abner? Then Abner answered and said, who art thou that criest to the king? Now, very frankly, David, I think, is being very sarcastic here with Abner, who was the captain for Saul and should have been protecting him. And David said to Abner, art not thou a valiant man? And who is like to thee in Israel? Wherefore then hast thou not kept thy lord the king? For there came one of the people in to destroy the king thy lord. The thing's not good that thou hast done. As the Lord liveth, you're worthy to die because you have not kept your master the Lord's anointed. And now see where the king's spear is and the cruse of water that was at his bolster. And Saul knew David's voice and said, is this thy voice, my son David? And David said, it's my voice, my lord, O king. And what actually happened here, as you can see, is that David is ridiculing Abner, the captain. And he says, why, the king could have been destroyed. He could have been slain. And they begin to look around at each other, and the king wakes up, and he was wondering what's happened. He says, look there and see where the spear is and the cruse of water. It's gone. And I think David held it up. And David said, look, I've got it. I could have slain him, but I did not. That's the important thing again. He did not slay the king. And what a wonderful attitude this was, you see. God is going to handle it as far as David is concerned. It's easy to criticize David, is it not, friends? But how many of us today are letting God handle our enemies? We are trying to take the thing in our own hands, and we're trying to answer them and trying to deal with them. God says, let me handle it, and you walk by faith. Trust me. God says you can trust me. And you're going to find out David could trust the Lord, because the Lord will take care of Saul in time. Then Saul said to David, blessed be thou, my son David. Thou shalt both do great things, and also shalt still prevail. So David went on his way, and Saul returned to his place. Now we find here that David is becoming very much discouraged in this constantly running away.